Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show our friend and yours, Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what is up?
Good afternoon, Bob. Happy summer.
Same to you, man. And we were just talking about your new favorite quarterback, old Aaron Rodgers, there with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And drama aside, which I guess you can't, you know, readily dismiss, so I guess we'll bring some of it up, but looking at his numbers last year, 90 quarterback rating, 28 picks, or 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, threw for, 38, almost 3,900 yards, 63% completion rate. If the Steelers get that from Aaron Rodgers, what does that mean for their offense and for the rest of the AFC North?
Yeah, that's what it gets. You know, it's funny, I may have talked about this last week, but I've said it a few times. If you look at the second half of last season, weeks 10 through 18, and compare Russ Wilson's numbers to Aaron Rodgers, they're virtually identical. And that's a Steelers team that ended up losing five in a row, I believe, to wrap things up in that season. So I think you get a team that wins slightly more than they lose. And, you know, Tomlin has his record intact. And then you're right back where you started in terms of trying to find a quarterback. I'm not angry at the idea of signing Aaron Rodgers because they didn't draft a quarterback. They didn't take Shutter Sanders, so I think a lot of fans are fine with that. They got Will Howard out of Ohio State in the sixth round, and he's developmental. And you can't go into the season with Mason Rudolph. So you're between a rock and a hard place, and the division, you know, no surprise here, it goes through Baltimore. The Bengals are working through their own concerns. They refuse to sign their first-round picks because of stupid contract language, and the Browns are the Browns. So I think the Steelers are a 500, you know, slightly better than 500 football team, and they're going to be up against it should they make it to the postseason again.
We were talking about this as well with Mike Tomlin. As Aaron Rodgers said, Mike Tomlin might be the main reason. I mean, there's 13.5 million other ones, I guess, that could be 20 when it's all said and done, that he went to Pittsburgh in the first place. Steeler fans, like all sports fans, I guess, you know, they go running hot with their respective coach slash managers. But what's Tomlin's rep throughout the league, given the fact that, you know, they haven't won a Super Bowl in a while, not to dismiss winning one, they haven't won a playoff game in a while. Is he still kind of held in that high regard? If we're picking, like, the hierarchy of coaches, is he still among the maybe top five of them?
Yeah, no, I think so. And he's well-respected by every single player you talk to, and then folks around the league are have a lot of respect for him as well. And, you know, that's not just me talking as a Steelers fan and someone who went to college with Mike Tomlin. It's someone that when you go to these pro days, Mike Tomlin is one of the most popular people there in terms of his relationship with other folks around the league and at college campuses. But also a lot of times these pro days, Bob, they have like recruits there. They'll have high school kids there. Maybe some of the freshmen or sophomore on the teams are there that are going to be graduating to perhaps starting roles the following season. And they're all goo-goo-eyed and gaga-ed over the fact that Mike Tomlin is in attendance. So, celebrity conversations aside, the fact that he's able to win more games than he's lost without Ben Roethlisberger and with the list of quarterbacks that he's had, I think that alone makes him still considered one of the best coaches. Now you can say, well, why don't they draft a quarterback? Well, they flubbed the Kenny Pickett pick. That 2022 class wasn't very good, and they've tried to sort of patch their way through it since. It was okay last year, and they didn't take a quarterback this year because it was a thin quarterback class. I think next year, no matter what, you got to take a quarterback in the first round, and you just got to pray that Arch Manning pulls an Eli Manning and refuses to go to anywhere, but in this case, Pittsburgh. That would solve a lot of problems.
Their running game's going to be what this year, Pittsburgh? A franchise still predicated on running the football. I mean, Bradshaw would go off, Roethlisberger would have these monster years, but the Steelers could always run the ball. What's going to be happening with this running game this season with Najee Harris now off to other destinations?
Yeah, Jalen Warren's still there. They signed Kenneth Gainwell, but they made a point in the draft to revisit that running back room, and they got Caleb Johnson out of Iowa, in round three. Arthur Zone likes to run outside zone. Arthur Smith does, and that's exactly what Caleb Johnson had success at Iowa. He only ran a 4.57. He plays a little faster than that, I think, but he's a one-cut-and-go guy. So if he's successful in that scheme, and I think he will, and let's say he gets 65% of Le'Veon Bell, that's an absolute home run. And some people say, well, Aaron Rodgers wants to have control of the offense. I would imagine at 41 years old, Aaron Rodgers would love the idea of having a running game so he does not have to do everything. So I can't imagine he would have any concerns with an effective running game to make his life a little easier, especially now that George Pickens isn't on the roster and they need a number two receiver, which is another concern on the to-do list for Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan.
Now with T.J. Watt, I mean, he wants a new deal and he's probably earned one and then some. How dramatic will this thing get in the coming weeks?
I think it'll get Pittsburgh dramatic, but not dramatic compared to other teams around the league. I think, you know, if he wants $40 million and 1 cent more than Myles Garrett, I think he deserves it and will probably get it. The bigger issue for me isn't the Pittsburgh thing, because I would be shocked if this doesn't get done and that makes both sides happy to some degree. It's the fact that the Cowboys continue to drag their feet. They waited to pay Dak Prescott $60 million a year. I can't keep up. They paid CeeDee Lamb $34 million a year, wide receiver. They're dragging their feet on Micah Parsons. If you pay Micah now, you may not have to pay him $41 million a year. If you wait until after T.J. Watt, they're going to have to pay him $41 million a year. So now you're talking about $148 million or so tied to three players in Dallas. And then, you know, how are you expected to win like that? I think that story is less interesting in Pittsburgh because I think it gets taken care of. I'm always curious about why Jerry Jones and company, they just refuse not to do things quicker rather than later.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Woman Crush Wednesday. Get to the NFC. The Washington Commanders made that magical run to the NFC Championship game, but Terry McLaurin is now a holdout right now. What's going to be the bigger story for Washington, however, next few weeks? The fact that McLaurin wants new money and probably has earned it, or the fact that they didn't address their running back situation? Brian Robinson always looks like the guy who's going to be on the verge of breaking through to the next side, like James Cook, I guess, last year for the Bills. Eckler's, you know, at this stage of his career, descending. So what's going to be the bigger deal for Washington fans to follow as we head into training camp?
Yeah, I'm not that worried about the running game. They drafted Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt out of Arizona, and not a lot of folks know who he is. Only played one game last season, but he was in New Mexico before that. He's pretty explosive. And also, by the way, Jaden Daniels is essentially a running threat. You've got to be careful not let him take a bunch of hits. I think the bigger issue will be how this Terry McLaurin thing sorts itself out. I think this gets done as well, in part because of the young quarterback that I mentioned, in part because even though you have Deebo Samuel, he's not known as an elite route runner. Terry McLaurin is. And after that, you have Noah Brown, you have Luke McCaffrey, who you drafted last year, and Jalen Lane, who you drafted this year. So you got to be careful. Michael Gallup's on the roster, but he's battled injuries in recent years, upsetting the apple cart, if you will, in the wide receiver room. So I think Terry gets paid. I think currently he makes like number 16 overall wide receiver money, which is certainly a slap in the face, but that's how contracts have gone in recent years. So I think he gets inside the top five or the top four. And he's earned it. And it's just a matter of when they get that sorted out. Dan Quinn didn't seem too concerned about it. So for now, in a post-Dan Snyder world, I'm not going to be worried about it either.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Ryan, you mentioned, teams having some bottom-out stuff and some drama and all the good stuff there. We'll start with San Francisco. I mean, Brock Purdy got paid. I mean, Christian McCaffrey looks like he's having fun based on what I see on the interweb there. But what version of the 49ers are we getting? The one that bottomed out with injuries last year, even if they're healthy, or the one that's, you know, made a couple of Super Bowls?
Yeah, I think it's going to be closer to the playoff teams we're used to seeing because of the injuries you talked about. And they made a point to get after it on defense in that draft. So they got stronger in the front seven. and especially in the front four. And I think that's where they knew they had to fix a lot of their concerns. Drafted Michael Williams in the first round. They got a couple of defensive tackles on day two. And then you have Brandon Ayuk coming back from that ACL. He may not be ready for the start of the season, but you do have Ricky Pearsall, last year's first-round pick, who's now healthy. You will have him available. And then, of course, most importantly, outside of Brock Purdy, you're going to have Christian McCaffrey back. They gave George Kittle that big deal. I think that this team is going to be much closer to contending for the division than the one that just couldn't get out of its own way just because of injuries last year.
All right, circle back to the North real quick. AFC, that is. You mentioned Bengals having a hard time signing people. Trey Hendrickson, that's well documented. Took care of the offensive guys. That's great. But what the hell's going on with Shamar Stewart, their first-round draft pick? Some would say, I think Vinny's one of them, that they reached to pick him in the first place.
Yeah. It's unclear to me what the Bengals are trying to accomplish. There are agents that don't want to send their players to Cincinnati. And obviously Shamar Stewart got drafted by them. So he's quote unquote stuck there, but he's saying the quiet part out loud that the Bengals are trying to switch up how they do contracts, and that's fine. They can do whatever they choose, but the same contract they gave Amari Sims last year, who one pick after where they took Shamar Stewart this year, includes language that involves injury concerns and payment. I don't remember the details exactly off the top of my head. But Shamar's like, I just want what other people have had. I'm not asking for anything more than that. And he said yesterday that the Bengals would rather be right than get this thing taken care of. And that's not something you want to hear from any player in your roster, let alone the guy you drafted 6 weeks ago first overall. And by the way, this defense stinks. They need guys like Shamar Stewart out there. So they're shooting themselves in the foot while, you know, the teams like the Ravens are going about their business and getting ready for football.
He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, joins us every Wednesday. Ryan, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Bob.
You got it, buddy. We'll cut back, go out to one winning drive with Vinny Serrato, get an attendance report for OTAs. Another one tomorrow. Lamar's not there, but Kyle Hamilton is. That's cool, I guess.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.